Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Sapri Osler. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Going down to the sun.
God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Grace and peace be unto you, my brothers and sisters, my father's children. We are so glad we worship you. That's what we ought to do. We ought to worship him every day, every opportunity we have. His praises shall continually be in our mouths. Our soul should make a boast thereof. The humble will hear about it, and they will be glad. Hallelujah. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. We are so glad that you have tuned in tonight to listen to this broadcast tonight. We pray that the word of God be a blessing to you and inspire you and encourage you. We thank God for his mercy and his grace. The song you just heard is one of my singles just released, We Worship You. It's on iTunes. It's called We Worship You, Stephen Butterfield. We are so glad for what God is doing with us and through us. We pray that he continue to use us for his glory, because it's all about him and not about us. We are so glad, amen, tonight. We are outreach pastors of Our Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, under the awesome leadership of Bishop Ruth Smith and Pastor Zachary Osler and Lady Kim. We are so glad for what we have. Bishop Kevin Jones is a part of our ministry. He is doing an awesome job, and God is using him mightily. We thank God for you, and especially you, those of you who does not belong to Light of the World. If you're in the Atlanta area, please come by and visit us. We are located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. And we have service on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. And we have Sunday school at 9:15 and another service at 10:30 a.m. We have experienced the manifestation of God's glory. You don't want to miss it. Come by and experience the presence of God. And we thank God for on Wednesday we have noonday Bible study, which is so awesome teaching. We are getting the word of God. And what's so miraculous is at 7 p.m. at Bible study, we hear the same word again. God is just one spirit. Amen. And we thank God for his mercy and his grace. So come by and visit with us. We have coming, the world is coming to Stockbridge in July.
Amen.
The Holy Convocation. People are coming from all over the world. Oh, my goodness, just to experience the manifestation of God's presence. And we thank and praise God for what he's doing. I'm excited about what's going to happen this
Amen.
Year. Amen, because every year it gets better and better. Or like they say, gooder and gooder. It just gets really good. And we
Amen.
Thank and praise God for all of those who are participating, those who are getting their hearts and mind ready for Holy Convocation. We want you to pray for our couples ministry as they go on next week. They're going to Niagara Falls, which is an awesome trip. Amen. Niagara Falls, they're going to. So let's pray that God would shield and protect them and they would have a fantastic time and they get to know each other better and come back refreshed. Amen. And so we can do the work of ministry. Thank God for everything that he's doing with us and through us. We want you to go to our website when you get an opportunity. Please go to our website, ButterfieldMinistriesWorldwide.com. Check out some of the things we have on there. We have several books, several CDs, and some videos that you can check out and hear with God, how God is using us for his glory. We thank God for everything that he's doing. We want you to pray with us and for us. With our summer camp has started. We had an awesome week last week.
Amen.
And we thank and praise God for what he's doing. And we pray with us that God would send us more volunteers to help out. We thank God for those who came, and we appreciate them so much because we know it's a sacrifice, but we thank God that no sacrifice will go unnoticed. So tonight we have an awesome word of God that's coming from none other than the soul winning machine, my wife, Pastor Ann Butterfield. And so we want you to turn your Bibles to Luke, the fourth chapter, and we're going to be going from verse 1 to 13. Luke, the fourth chapter, get your Bible from verse 1 to 13, and the subject is, be ready, because the devil do not give up. Oh, my goodness, he would never be unemployed. The devil is always busy. My mama say he is always busy, and if you live you're trying to please God, you know that the devil is busy. But Paul said, be not ignorant of the devices of the devil. So we thank and praise God that we would get some insight how to defeat him, because the devil don't give up. We just got to be ready. So without further ado, I present to you none other than Pastor Ann Butterfield.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Stephen. I really do appreciate that introduction, and giving all glory to God. I thank you for all that you are doing in ministry and the things that you have accomplished through the years with your singing and preaching and teaching and writing of your books and all of that. So we really give God glory and praise for it. And we also want to thank each and every person for tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. We know that it is a sacrifice for you guys to take the time to tune in, so we really don't take it lightly that you have tuned in to this broadcast on tonight. I believe that God has given us a little simple word tonight that we may be able to receive and also be able to grasp it, and that it is received into our hearts. That we may be able to continue to do the work of the Lord and be able to understand God and understand that the devil devices are always there and really nothing we can do about them except for the fact defeated with the word, because the devil is always going to be busy. Amen. So we are going to read this scripture coming from Luke. The fourth chapter, Luke, the fourth chapter, and I will be reading verses 1 through 13. And it says, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing. And afterwards, and when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone become bread.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus answered and said, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you, and this and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomsoever I wish. Therefore, if you worship before me, all will be yours.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only
mm-hmm.
you shall serve. Then he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, you are the Son of God. Throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in thy hands they shall bear you up, lest ye dash your feet against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Now when the devil had ended every temptation, it's very important that we understand, now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time.
All right.
Until an opportune time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I want to use for the subject, we got to be ready. Be ready, because the devil do not give up. He do not give up. That's his job. So therefore, he will not give up. So let's just take the time to just look at these particular scriptures, and we'll see that Jesus now was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He was filled with the Holy Spirit. And so we can take this word literally for our own selves, that we are now saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. But even at that, we see what happened to Jesus. He was led by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He was led by what? He was led by the Spirit into what?
The wilderness.
The wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
He's filled with the Spirit. But he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. In other words, he was going into some difficult situations.
Mm-hmm.
He was going into some areas that he did not want to deal with, but that was his job. That's what he had to do, and so therefore, that's what he did, because God, that's what he was called to. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That was his mission. That's what he had to do. That's what he was called here for, and that was part of his job of what he was going to have to do. So we see in that Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. And so now he is led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And remember, we have our wilderness journeys as well. Amen. Also, we see that Jesus now was tempted, and he was tempted by the devil. The devil tempts you for a period of time because we notice in the scripture. Afterwards, the devil had tempted him with all these temptations, he then left him for a while. We noticed that Jesus did not eat. And so sometimes we got to put away the plate. Amen. Sometimes we have to get on fast. Sometimes there's a fast that's called by our church, our leaders. But we have to fast ourselves. We have to make sure that we fast ourselves. And we know what the word says, that we have to, if you're a married couple, you have to get the okay from your spouse about fasting. So we know the right thing to do, and we should do that, and we should fast. Amen?
Amen.
Because we see that Jesus did not eat for 40 days and 40 nights. If we go to Exodus, the 34th chapter, we see that Jesus was with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, scriptures let us know that he was with the Lord. And so if he was with the Lord, that meant that things may have been going on with him. He may have been in a seemingly difficult situation, but the Lord was with him.
All right.
And so therefore he had confidence mm-hmm. to know that he was going to be taken care of, and we should be that way as well. Amen.
Amen.
So now we see that Jesus was in this awkward position here, but we see that he received a revelation because Jesus wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments during this time. That's what he did. But he also began to be hungry after the 40 days and the 40 nights, which helps us to understand in the natural. We are going to this. We live in a natural body. So therefore, this body will get hungry. This body may get sick. It may get a headache. It may get a tummy ache or whatever, but we can also call forth for healing. Amen.
Amen.
So we know that Jesus was able to feel the natural part of us.
Mm-hmm.
So he was all man. He was all Spirit of God. He was all God's Son. Amen. And so we have to understand that he came to that place where he was hungry. Amen. Also, the second point is instruction. Jesus received some instructions from the devil. Have you received any instructions from the devil?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we can't determine which one the instruction is coming from. But the way that we determine that is that we got to get get on our face. We got to pray. We got to seek the face of God. We got to read the word of God, showing, studying the word, showing ourselves approved unto him, a workman that need not be ashamed, but able to write and divide the word of truth. That's what we got to do in order that we will not follow another voice. Amen. If we are born again, we do not have to follow other voices. And if you're not born again, today is the day to get saved so you will not be following the voice of the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 3 says, if you are the Son of God, this is the enemy talking to Jesus, and said, if you are the Son of God, command this stone become bread. He was saying that to him because Jesus was in a weak situation. He was in at a weak place. He was hungry now. And so he was saying that to him because now he's in a weak place. Guess what out there in radio land? Let me tell you, if you get in a weak place in your life, the enemy will come in and swoop you up if you don't have some word to give him. Amen. And Jesus is giving us, and this word, I'm telling you, this word is something else, because this word gives us instructions to help us to be able to do exactly what we need to do in order to get from under the attack of the enemy. Amen. It's just sometimes we just don't want to get from under the attack. We want to continue to walk in the same way that we've been walking and feel comfortable doing the same old thing and listening to the same old information. But here it is that we see that these instructions that Jesus was getting from the enemy, he wasn't taking that. Amen. He says, since you're hungry, why don't you command that these stones become bread?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are the Son of God, he was now attacking his identity.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you are the Son of God,
mm-hmm.
just like the enemy would tell you, you are nobody.
Yeah.
Your folks ain't nobody, and you ain't nobody. Mm-hmm. Amen. So, you know, we got to realize that we are somebody in the Lord.
That's
amen.
Right. Right.
Once we are born again, we're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're a peculiar people. Hallelujah. We are somebody in the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And we give God glory and give him praise for it. Also, Jesus had a good answer, like I said, for him. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word of God. And that's where we have to get. Jesus is our example. If we don't have any other example, Jesus is a good example.
Yes.
We can follow Jesus. Whatever Jesus did, we can do that. Amen.
That's right.
Jesus told him, look, man shall not live by bread alone.
Yeah.
So hey, I can still sustain because I don't have to have bread.
Yeah.
You know, God will keep me. And so the third point is the devil takes him up on a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Just remember now, this is Jesus, and the devil took him up on the mountain. I don't know if this literally means that he went on a mountain, but I believe that it was just in the head. Amen. I think that it was just the thoughts and the way that they put it here in the Bible. I believe it was just the thoughts with him talking that it was just a thought pattern. Maybe someone offered you a good job so that you can understand what I'm saying and what Jesus did. Maybe someone offered you a good job. You know that it's a good job. You know you can make big money. But when they explain to you about the job, they say, well, you will not be able to be home much. You won't be able to go to church on Sunday. You will have to be working on Wednesday. You know, that sounds kind of like a bad situation, right? You're not going to be able to be at home to raise your children. You're not going to be able to be at home with your spouse. You're not going to be able to go to church on Wednesday. You're not going to be able to go to church on Sunday. So that sounds like a setup. I think that because sometimes we really want the money and the houses and the land and all of that, we would end up listening to the enemy that would draw us from a well-paying job to a job that's paying excellent money, but really you have no life. Amen. And so we got to be able to listen to the Lord and know that the Lord, what the Lord is saying to us, because the enemy can make things sound real good. Amen. Because he took him up there on the mountain and told him that he could give him all of this when Jesus already had all of it. Amen. He already had everything, all the kingdoms and all the glory. Jesus already had it, amen. So he's trying to tell him he's going to give it to him.
Mm.
And so let me tell you, the enemy can set up some things whereas your mind is not quite working right, you will begin to think that this is the deal. I need to go in this direction. But we got to pray every day, seek the face of God every day, speak to the Holy Ghost, and allow the Holy Ghost to work with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we don't let the Holy Ghost work. No, we're going to tell the Holy Ghost what to do. But if we would just allow the Holy Spirit to work and show us where to go, what to do, speak to us, bring back to our remembrance those things that's already been told to us, let me tell you, let him teach us some things. And let us follow the Holy Spirit as he leads us. Amen, and let us not fall into those traps that the enemy have set up for us. If you will notice, a lot of times there are people who are totally into the word of God, and the enemy come and trip them up. That's because their mind has really gotten off of God and gotten onto themselves, and God don't want us to do that. God don't want us to do that. We really got to keep our minds on the Lord. And whatever we do, it needs to be for the Lord, which is going to benefit us in return.
Right.
Like the Bible talks about seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added. So therefore, we got to seek the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
If we seek the kingdom of righteousness and peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that is the righteousness of God. The kingdom of God. Let me tell you, we seek that to do God's will and be obedient unto the Lord. He will give us the desires of our heart.
Amen.
Not just what we want, but he'll give not just what we need, but he'll give us some of the things that we want. Amen.
That's right.
And so we need to just stay hooked up with the Lord. We got to stay hooked up with the Lord. Amen. Be ready, be ready, be ready, be ready. Because the devil do not give up. He do not give up. So be ready. Be ready for him. Hallelujah. He told Jesus, I will give you authority and the glory of it all. When Jesus already had it. Amen. Now, Jesus knew who he was. And we got to know who we are. So we don't listen to the enemy. Because all this, he said, because all this belongs to me. And I can give it to whomsoever I choose. I can give it to you. That's what the enemy is talking to Jesus about.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to the rock. Talking to the main man
mm-hmm.
about what he can do.
All right.
But I'm telling you, Jesus knew who he was. And so therefore, he knew God. And he was not going to do anything but what God told him to do. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And so when we look at verse 7, be careful whom you worship, because the devil said, worship before me. And if you worship before me, all shall be thine. All shall be yours. If you worship me, come on, worship me, and all this will be yours. It will all be yours, and you don't have to worry about anything because you will have all the glory. You will have everything that you need, not knowing that Jesus already had everything that he needed. And I want us to know, if we are born again, we have everything that we need.
That's right.
We have it already. And if we don't know that we have the Holy Ghost, we just need to pray that God will speak to us and that we will receive the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. so that you'll know that you have the Holy Ghost. There's a lot of ways for you to know that you got the Holy Ghost. And that one of them is loving your brother as yourself, because sometimes it's really hard to love people. But if you find yourself loving folk no matter what, the Holy Spirit is at work in you.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is at work in you. Now, the other part of this chapter is you have to recognize who is talking to you. You got to recognize who is talking to you. Most of the times we may be talking to people and they may be sharing things with us, and folks may be trying to get you into some type of business venture, or they may be trying to get you to go to another church. You may be already in a church, but someone may be coming into your midst and trying to get you to go to another church. Sometimes people may be trying to sway you and tell you that you need to be doing this in the church and you need to be doing that in the church. But let me tell you, God knows what he wants you to do. And so, therefore, we need to just follow the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
We don't have to always be following people. We need to follow the Holy Ghost. Amen? We need to follow the Holy Ghost. We see that Jesus said when the enemy was talking to him, he said, "Get behind me, Satan."
Mm-hmm.
Get behind me, Satan. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And so he was saying, I'm going to worship my God, and my God has not told me to do these things. So therefore, I am going to serve my God. Amen.
Amen.
And him only will I serve. I would not serve you, even though you're trying to tell me you're going to give me all of these things. But I know that my God can give me everything that I need. And we as Christians, we need to really, really focus in on Jesus and see what he did and follow him. Those of you out there in radio land, I want you to think about this. I looked up, and I'm talking about recognize who's talking to you. I'm going to read verse 8 to you. Verse 8 said, and Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we got to know, we got to recognize who is talking to us.
Yes.
It's very easy to get into a conversation with people who sound good, but really is not trying to take you to where you need to be. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I was looking at, God was showing me the word opportunist. And I looked it up, and I hope I'm saying it right, opportunist. A person would use people a step on toes to get what they want. Let me tell you, you will find the opportunists. As a Christian, you will find them as a sinner man. But a Christian person that is dealing in this area is also working for the enemy. So therefore, you got to be able to listen when folks are talking to you. Still talking about the opportunists. Someone who tries to get an advantage or something valuable from a situation without thinking about what is fair or what is right.
Mm-hmm.
They'll walk all over a spouse. They'll walk all over children. They'll walk all over mommy and daddy and walk all over family just to get to somebody that they think is going to help them get to where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Opportunists. People who see a chance to gain some advantage from a situation, often at the expense of ethics and morals, meaning that their morals going to be messed up there as well. But they would take the chance with whatever they need to do in order to get someone in their corners that will help them to get to where they need to be. Whatever it is they're trying to do, they will do whatever they got to do. They will neglect family. They will neglect whatever because they are just trying to get what they need. An opportunist sees every opportunity to improve things for themselves, not for anybody else. They may have it in their mind they're trying to do something for somebody else, but really, actually, it is only for themselves. It is only for themselves. An opportunist is a person who takes advantage of every chance for success without thinking about the effects that it will have on the other people, people that are around him, that are people that are around her, people that is in their loop. We need to be able to listen out for folks that may come into our midst that may be trying to get us to do things that is not of God. And then if we are Christian people who are trying to get to the top by trying to get somebody else involved into our life so that they can help us to get to the top, let me tell you, God is not pleased with that. It is good to have people who can help you with your ministry and move forward, but you do not want to be living in that life of opportunists, because an opportunist do not care about you or anyone else. They just care about themselves. Amen?
Amen.
Just care about themselves. So therefore, here it is, the enemy. The enemy is just want to just do, and the enemy only care about doing the job that he's supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
That's all he care about, is to do that job that he is supposed to be doing. And so we got to get so intact with God that we want to do whatever it is that God wants us
Amen.
To do.
Amen.
We want to be a fanatic
yeah.
for the word, with the word. Amen?
Amen.
We want to be a fanatic for Jesus.
Amen.
We want to be a fanatic to tell somebody that Jesus lived. We want to live a life that people would be able to see our light shining before men, that they'll be able to see the good works and be able to glorify God in that. We got to learn to trust God with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we have to acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct our pathway. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you out there in radio land tonight. I want you to think about where you are today. I want you to think about where you are, and maybe you're an opportunist. If you are, you need to repent and get back on track with God. Because God do not like ugly. He wants us to do his will and to do it his way. Amen. And so if we do it any other way, it's not going to be prosperous. It's not going to be prosperous. It's just going to be a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. It's just going to be some work that you're doing that you're going to be just keep on doing it, but it's not going nowhere. So we got to make sure that we are listening to God and what God is saying. We got to trust God, believe God, know that God is real, and we got to do the right thing. Say the right thing.
Right thing.
The right thing. We got to do the right thing. The only thing that is going to be last is right.
Yes.
Right. Right. That's what's going to stand.
Amen.
The word of God, what is real, what is right, is going to stand. The word of God is going to stand.
Amen.
We can trust in that word. We can trust in the word. The word do not lie. We can trust in the word of God. We know that God is real because God speaks to our heart. He gives us information. I know you out there has listened to the Lord and paid attention to God, and when you did that, everything just worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can really testify to that, that God really worked situations out in my life. Because if I had not yielded to him, it wouldn't have got done. Amen.
Amen.
I would have been just falling by the wayside because I was just at a point where I didn't know which way to go. I didn't know anything to do but to go to God, amen? Mm-hmm. And God took care of every situation. He has taken care of every situation. He has taken care of me all my life, and he has taken care of me and Pastor Butterfield of our lives and our children and everything. So we just give God glory. And then just to think about it, too, that God placed us in this fantastic church, and I always been in a fantastic church. But here I am, light of world, I'm still in a fantastic church. When I was at home, I was in Mars Hill Baptist Church, but it was a great church. And so I just been around some great people, and we are still around great people. Wouldn't you say, Pastor Butterfield? I just praise God for it. Be ready, because the enemy do not give up. Don't fall into the temptations that come your way. There are temptations that come, but God is saying temptation is going to come, but don't fall for the temptation. Don't wallow in the temptation, because once the enemy gets you and you get on into the temptation, you fall for the temptation, then now he's going to laugh at you and leave you right there. And then now you're going to be kicking and hollering and screaming and crying, trying to get out. But God is saying, look, I forgive, and you can come out.
Amen.
But what happens to us is when the temptation comes and we fall into the temptation, we can't forgive ourselves.
All right.
That's why we can't come out. But God is standing there ready. Come on in. He don't want you out on the other side.
Amen.
You know, he want us to have peace and joy. And live peaceably with man.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to obey him. But when we disobey, then now it's going to take us a while to get back on track. Because we can't forgive ourselves and what has gone on in our lives. So I just want to encourage us tonight to stay focused on God. Amen. I got just a few more of this chapter. And I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Butterfield. It says, in verse 12, it says, and Jesus answered and said to him, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. We cannot, if we do the opposite of what the word has said, we are now tempting God. If we are trying to connive and scheme with other people to get to where we need to be, look, we are already doing this bad thing that God said don't do. And I want y'all to keep in mind that opportunist. Keep in mind, because that one came up in my spirit for a reason. I want you to keep it in mind. Keep that in mind. When we share the word of God, it is for the people to hear. Amen. I'm thinking about it even myself. We got to make sure that we listen to the word and pay attention to what the word of God is saying to us. Amen. And pray about it. When we hear a word, pray about the word. Amen. Pray about it and see what it is that God is trying to tell us in the word. And 13, it says, now when the devil had ended every temptation. Now he tempted him for a while, for a season. But he departed from him until the time, another opportune time, he going to come back. Now, if he going to come back to Jesus, he going to come back to us.
That's right.
This word trying to let us know that he came to Jesus, he tempted Jesus, he talked to him, he gave him some word that was in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But he just had some stuff twisted up. And then he then tried to tell him that he was a nobody. But the devil himself was somebody. So that's what the enemy does. He'll try to tell you, you ain't nobody. But let me tell you, you need to listen to God and not to the enemy. And so he tempted. Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. And I want us to keep that in mind as well. Because when the enemy comes at some season, and then you get a breakthrough in that area because you done put God on him. So Now you delivered in that area. Now he'll come with something else. So therefore, you really got to keep your mind and your eyes and your ears open to what the enemy may be trying to do. Amen.
Amen.
I'm reminded of David. I did not like David in the Bible. I didn't like him at all. I didn't like him at all until one day, because of that life he was living. But one day I had to do a message, and it was, and I used David's lifestyle. And what happened is I began to see that David did not do the same thing continuously. When the Lord chastised him, he changed that. He repented there. And he may have did something else wrong at another time, but when the Lord chastised him, he always repented and did not go back to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And out there in radio land, I'm here to tell you tonight, we have to repent and we have to keep it moving for the Lord. We have to obey God. And when God has given us instructions, we need to repent and move forward in him. If you find yourself out there and you have been doing things that's not pleasing in the sight of God, the enemy will keep you down forever and ever and ever. So you got to be ready to get up.
That's right.
Clean yourself up, wash up, put on some clothes, go out and do what God wants you to do,
amen,
and you will find yourself at peace, because God wants us to have peace. It is the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Awesome words. Amen. Be ready. We got to be ready, because the devil will not give up. You know, and when, while you're teaching that, you know what came to my mind was the Flim Flam Man. The Flim Flam Man, back in the day, they had a program where they used to deal with the Flim Flam Man, where they would come and present to you something that they didn't even have, but they sell it to you. He's selling something
that
he don't even own. And so that's what the devil was doing to Jesus. He's trying
he
to sell Jesus
something
all this thing you see.
And Jesus already got it.
I give it to you. And the Bible said that everything that was made by him, meaning
by
Jesus.
God.
And nothing was made that was made
by God,
except it was made by Jesus, because it was produced by the Word.
Mm-hmm.
So it was made by him.
Mm-hmm.
And so nothing that was made without him. So how is it that Satan thinks that he can now sell back your own stuff to you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. It's worse than somebody going to rob your house and then come back the next day
and try to sell it.
And try to sell it to
you. Right.
I mean, rob your television. Grab your 65-inch TV off your wall. And then the next day they come with the audacity to say they can give it to you for $400.
Oh, boy.
It's a deal. If you do this, if you take this, you can get this for $400 instead of $1,200 that you already paid for it. They're going to try to sell you your own stuff. I mean, that's what the devil really was trying to do to Jesus, because Jesus owned the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to God. But here is Satan now trying to sell Jesus his own stuff. Man, he got some crust. Like the old folks say, he has some crust to try to come. And think about a robber. If they break into your house and take your stuff and then come back and try to sell you your own stuff, that you have to give up what you have to get your own stuff back. God don't want us to be caught up like that. He wants us to be aware of Satan's devices. He wants us to be aware of Satan's tricks that he will try to bring to us and try to scheme us. But we ought to know better, and the Holy Ghost will alert us The Holy Ghost will let us know, don't mess with that.
That's right.
That ain't right.
He'll let you know.
He'll let you know that this thing here is not right. So we got to be ready. We cannot be, we cannot take anything for granted. We're living in a world today where we cannot take anything for granted. I mean, people are calling elderly folks and telling them that they are the grandson.
Right.
And for them to wire them some money. And this little old lady, not knowing no better, wired $17,000 to this person. And it wasn't even a grandson. And so we're living in a world where people are trying to scheme and trying to take from you. And we got to make sure that we stay prayed up. Stay with, listen to the Holy Ghost when he tells us, don't do this. Don't think that
that's right.
Oh, God just don't want me to have it. No, God trying to protect you.
That's right.
So we need to make sure that we're listening and paying mind to what the Holy Ghost is telling us so we will not be taken advantage of, because the devil is here to take advantage of us. He's trying to scheme and trick us because he is defeated foe. The only weapon he has against us, my brothers and my sisters, is to deceive us, use deceptions against us.
That's right.
So we got to be wise according to his devices and know that, nope, this ain't God. I am a royal priesthood.
That's right.
I'm a holy nation. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the king. I am royalty. So you can't sell me what belongs to my daddy.
Right.
I mean, why would I lie? Why would I cheat to get something that's mine already? If I'm joint heirs with Jesus Christ, that means everything that Jesus owned, I have. So why would I? And that's why Jesus ignored him. And Jesus used the word of God. We have to use the word of God against Satan. We got to use the word. We can't go in our own thinking and trying to philosophize Satan and try to appease him with good words. No, we got to use the word of God. Jesus said, "Man should not live by bread alone." So you're not tempting me with food, because food is not really my source.
That's right.
Food is not what keeps me going. But we got to understand that the things that we live, it's for the natural body, but it's not your source. The thing that keeps us living is the word of God.
That's right.
David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you." The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Everything I need, whatever I need, is in the word of God.
That's right.
So we can't. We got to use the word of God, and so we live by the word of God, not because of what we want something. Everything we want is in the word. The word will tell you that go down to this street over here and talk to that person, and that'll be the rare person that have your destiny in their hand. God knows exactly what to do. We go by the word of God. We'll see how Joseph's life came out, how God worked things out for him. Everything that happened to us, we would know that the word of God is what we need. No matter what happens, no matter what we come up through, the word of God is what we need. So we thank God tonight for that word. Those of you who have a comment or question, just press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you live. Press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you live. We want to hear from you.
Amen.
We want to hear. This word has been a blessing to you. We need to hear from you. Amen. We want you again. At your leisure, please go to our website, www.butterfieldsministriesworldwide.com. Go and check us out. Support us, amen, and we'll be truly grateful to you. And I pray that you'll be blessed. We have a couple things that are out, a book, a CD. We Worship You is my single that's just out now. Go check it out on iTunes. We Worship You, Stephen Butterfield. Go check it out. We also have a music video on YouTube. Here I am, Stephen Butterfield. Go check that out. Listen to it. Let us know. We pray that God will bless you in what we do, because our assignment is just to do what God has us to do so we can bless and encourage the people of God. Our whole purpose is that we would encourage the people of God, no
Amen.
Matter what's going on in your life,
mm-hmm.
we know that God has an answer for you, and
mm-hmm.
God will bring you out,
mm-hmm. yes,
no matter
is.
What you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, you have any last comments? We want you all to press 1 on your phone if you desire to say anything or to give us an encouraging word about
mm-hmm.
the word that you just heard. Just press 1 on your
yes,
phone and we'll bring you live.
Amen.
Any last thing that you
Amen.
Want to talk to the people?
I just want to just let you know that God is real and that he wants us to be ready, be ready, be ready, be ready for him, be ready for the enemy if he comes. And we want to encourage you, those who are out there in radio land listening in, and we want to encourage you, if you're not born again, we want you to get born again tonight. Receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Just accept Jesus into your heart and confess it with your mouth that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died on the cross for your sins. And let me tell you, we at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia, you can come on out and join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. We are having services at both of those times, and you can come on out. We'll be glad to receive you. And if you're in another state or something, you can go to a church near you and let your pastor know that you are born again and that you want to get baptized, because in order for you to go to heaven, you got to get born again. You don't have to be baptized to go to heaven. But if you want to be obedient to the Lord and you want to live here on the earth, you need to be baptized, because that's the process is to obey the word. So
Amen.
The word talks about getting saved and then being baptized. So
Amen.
If you want to live on the earth, you're going to get saved today, and you still got another 25, 30 years to be on the earth. You want to get baptized and obey the word. And then when you get born again, you have the Holy Ghost in you. And if you don't recognize you have the Holy Ghost in you, you need to just ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And so I want to leave with you tonight to just get born again. Just receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and get yourself in a church somewhere that you can serve the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. So we want to encourage you to tell your friends that around the United States, around the world,
mm-hmm.
that if they want to hear a word on a Saturday night, live before they get ready for Sunday morning service, to please dial in and listen
yeah.
to the broadcast, and you'd be surprised
mm-hmm.
that people that would be
mm-hmm.
blessed by you just referring them. And
that's
all we want you to do, refer them to check us out and to listen to us. And they can go later on at a later date. You can listen to our broadcast. Go
mm-hmm.
to blogtalkradio.com/Butterfields-Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
That's blogtalkradio.com/Butterfields-Ministries. And you'll be able to listen to our broadcast on earlier dates. Or if you want to hear this same particular broadcast, you can go back and check it out. And
yeah.
all the other broadcasts that we have going on.
And you also can make the donation to us on that website. God has been taking care of us for doing this Blog Talk show for about 8 years now. And so God has been really good to us for us being able to continue to do this broadcast. But you also can click on donate, and you can donate to the broadcast on our page, on our website.
www.ButterfieldsMinistriesWorldwide.com. ButterfieldsMinistriesWorldwide.com. We appreciate it. We're so glad that you guys took time to listen to this broadcast tonight.
Yeah.
We pray that
Thank
the
you.
Word that you've heard has been a blessing to you, or will bless you in the future, because we know the Word of God is where we find our strength. We find everything that we need is in the Word of God. Continue to pray with us and pray for us, and pray for all of our brothers and sisters that are dealing with bereavement. We have a lot of people in our church who just experienced a bereavement, so please pray
mm-hmm.
for them, that God will comfort their heart, because it's a heavy
mm-hmm.
burden when you lose a lost one, or when you lose a loved one. So let's continue to pray for them, that God would comfort their heart and just do what he needs to do for them. So next week at the same time at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
Tell your neighbors to dial 917-388-4161
to the Turn on the Light broadcast
with Pastor
Stephen
and
Ann Butterfield. Have a great night.
God bless.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.